A look at the news near your neighborhood. The Fairfield University Graduate and Professional Studies around the region. Now on Melissa in the Morning, WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Imagine your child needs to go to the hospital, not a quick procedure, but for days, weeks, even months sometimes, maybe longer than that. And you want to sit by their bedside while they are going through their treatments or their recovery or whatever it is they're going through. But you, because you don't want to leave their bedside, you kind of forgo things like keeping your energy up and your health and what you need done. And that means sometimes forgoing food and whatever it is that will, again, keep you in good spirits and keep you healthy. Well, let's bring in Feeding Families Foundation, which is a local nonprofit here in Connecticut that serves families who are trying to be there when they're going through some of the most vulnerable times of their lives. And Jeff is one of the co-founders. He and his wife started this, Feeding Families Foundation, and he joins us back in studio. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm glad to have you here and talk about your experience and why you created Feeding Families.
Yeah. My wife and I have three daughters. Our middle daughter, when she was just after her second birthday, was diagnosed with leukemia. It's had us in the hospital for a very long time. And you know, we were always so very, very shocked to find out that while food is available to parents, it's not provided, right? And our daughter was too. I wasn't going to leave her side to go find food, order Uber Eats and go, you know, retrieve it from the door. And, you know, we went through the process. We got into maintenance the second half of treatment. And I, you know, the lawyer in me was like, I got to rationalize this and make it a positive, you know, trying to, why kids with cancer, it makes absolutely zero sense. And so to make it a positive, we came up with all kinds of ideas to help families like ours. But we settled on food because, hey, hangry is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in that, you know, particular environment in the hospital, it's very challenging. You're stressed. You're not sleeping well. Add in you're not eating. And, you know, it's just all at once. And so, look, if we can make a bad situation just a little bit better through food, right? Theoretically, I guess I give everybody an Ambien, but that really defeats the purpose, right? You're there to you know, take care of your child and be part of the care team. But food, you know, we have a remedy for that. We just had to figure out, you know, what the best way to get it to the rooms, delivered to the rooms, free of cost to the parents going through, you know, this very difficult time.
Yeah. And I mean, in some of the things that you discovered pretty early on, Jeff, and the research that you did, I know you reached out to a lot of different people, a lot of different hospitals trying to kind of see, is there really a need there? And it was pretty alarming how many hospital systems, not just here in Connecticut, but across the country, don't have. Because when people think to themselves, well, just get the free meal, kids who, or whoever's in the hospital, they get meals. Or when I was having a baby, you get the meals. But you have to be the patient a lot of the times to get those meals. The people who are by your bedside do not.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So, you know, I've had a lot of people ask me, well, you know, my daughter's name is Harper. Well, why didn't you eat off Harper's tray? And it's like, well, the food's for her, you know, and she's the patient. She needs it. You know, chemo does a lot of weird things to kids' bodies. And one of them is, you know, aversions to food. And so if I can get her to eat, like, I'm not going to take it off of her, you know, tray. But yeah, this is an issue that is widespread. We've heard from hospitals quite literally all over the country. You know, our first stop was Yale. That's our home base. We expanded to CCMC. The program looks a little bit different at Connecticut Children's just because of the tower being under construction. But, you know, Portland, Oregon, Lurie Children's in Chicago. We've heard from a few hospitals in Florida. We just talked to Boston Children's the other day.
No way.
I mean, so it's and I it's sort of.
Is that so surreal for you?
Yeah, we're not reaching out to them. They're finding us by way of interviews like this or just, you know, type in a bunch of search terms into Google machine and out we come, right? It is very wild. New Orleans just called the other day. I don't know if they're still called the Manning Children's Hospital, but that's how it came up on my cell phone, right? So it's a wild thing that this, you know, sort of simple idea, right? We're not revolutionizing anything. It's just feeding parents, but we just came up with a very unique way to do it.
Yeah.
And I think that resonates with a lot of folks and hospitals around the country, you know, facing the same need.
And Jeff is here from Feeding Families Foundation. And so, Jeff, explain to people if they're not familiar. I know I've had you on the show a few times, but if this is the first time people are hearing of you, how does it work? Let's say I donate to Feeding Families. Where does my money go and what do you do with it?
Yeah, our flagship program is called our Parent Plate Program. And what we did at Yale, and we have found it works at a lot of other hospitals, is create a restricted fund under the hospital umbrella. And there's a few reasons for that. So like on paper, we raise dollars and then air quotes, donate it to the hospital, but direct it towards our restricted fund. And then that restricted fund will pay for meals for parents. So parent goes, orders a tray for their child. They can order a tray for themselves, give a code, like a coupon code, basically a voucher code. And it, the dollars come out of our account in real time. So it does a few things. One, the HIPAA protected health information, PHI, PII stuff is covered, right? We don't know the names. We don't know the diagnosis.
Wow.
We just know that this is available on this unit and it runs. The other thing is on the back end, it saves us a lot on invoicing, billing, all of that, right? Food service can pull the dollars in, almost in real time if they wanted to. I don't actually know it's happening on the Yale side. So we don't get any of that stuff. So the back end is very simple for us. So our, you know, goal here for our flagship program, Parent Plate program, is to raise the dollars to put it towards that system, if you will. We sort of hijacked, I guess, the hospital system to use it. We do have other programs. We have a Cakes for Kids program, providing birthday cakes. We have our snack program. Things always happen at night, right? You go into the emergency department. You're there for hours. You get admitted to the room. It's 2 a.m. What do you do for food, right? Food service isn't running.
Right.
So on the hematology oncology floor, pediatric hemoc floor at Yale, we have snacks 24/7. And then one of our bigger program, or becoming a bigger program, is our local food fair. We connect with restaurants and organize them to provide food to the floor. It's always a huge hit, right? It's not hospital food. It's modern pizza every Friday. I mean, who doesn't want absolutely
New Haven style pizza while you're sitting in a really awful situation?
Yeah. Alma Bagels has provided, Goodfellas, Olive Garden. I mean, the list goes on. And they're all sort of, NOLO wants to get involved. I mean, we have a waiting list. So we're working on like creating.
You have a waiting list now?
Yeah, we're working with Michael Pollock, New Haven Pizza Club.
Love him.
To create a calendar that helps coordinate all of these things. New Haven Police Department have offered to make deliveries. We have volunteers coming out of the woodwork to help make these deliveries. So it's sort of taking on a life of its own. But having been there, I would have loved to have that food when I was in the hospital with my daughter. So,
right.
I mean, you know, modern pie on a Friday night, that hits the spot almost every time.
Yeah. And again, I think it's incredible. And I think you started to touch on something else because obviously, you know, people can just donate directly. But I think you also, you know, hit on something else, Jeff, which is that if there are local eateries or places that even, you know, bagel shops, what have you, if they wanted to get involved and be part of this calendar, they can certainly do that. It's actually the only, I don't know if you noticed this, Jeff, but it's the only cup that we have in our WICC studio. We have it here.
Very nice.
I mean, I have my own at home, but this one I keep here just to remind folks that you're around and it holds our pens. I'm a little sneaky like that. Jeff is here from Feeding Families Foundation, which is, again, one of my favorite nonprofits in the state of Connecticut. And it is providing free meals to parents or the caregivers, the people who are bedside by their children who are in the hospital going through procedures or going through different ailments, whatever it is that they're going through. And again, your daughter, Harper, went through her bout of cancer, which she's healthy.
She is, yes.
Thank God.
Our last chemo day was June 3rd.
Wow.
So, you know, we still go for,
she's,
you know, monthly
amazing
checkups, but I'm just happy that that's over.
Yeah. Yeah. We love Harper. She's such an amazing little girl. And she was diagnosed in 22.
Yes.
But the foundation, almost to the date, was exactly a year later in 2023.
That's correct.
Yeah. I mean, share with people, Jeff, before we get back into how people can help, certainly in upcoming events, maybe some stats. I mean, when you're talking about, we're coming up on what will be the 2-year anniversary,
it is,
which is crazy.
Yeah.
You guys have gotten a lot done in 2 years, less than 2 years? Do you have any stats? I know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I feel like you're a proud papa. You
very
know
much
these.
So. Yeah. Very much so. Yeah, yeah. So at Yale, just on the hematology oncology floor for the pediatric side, we did just hit a huge milestone, over 2,000 meals.
Wow.
Through the Parent Plate program. That does not include our local food fair program. I like alliterations.
Yeah.
That's another almost 2,500 meals. You got to figure every restaurant that provides typically gives between 40 to 45 people.
Wow.
That's nursing staff, parents, kids. And Modern, for example, that's every Friday. So if you, 40 times the four each month, and then you've got Omo Bagels, 80 Proof, and many, many others that have gotten involved, and we've been doing that for months, the numbers add up very, very quickly.
Yeah.
At CCMC, we've provided another 2,000 meals. At OHSU Dornbecker, that's almost another 2,000. Lurie
wow.
Children's is another, so it's kind of wild. We didn't start this to grow outside of New Haven. It was to address it at Yale. And
then
we found out that it was a problem everywhere. So I guess we have a problem saying no.
Right.
We're just going to go for it.
You're like, oh, you want help? I got your back. I think that's incredible. I mean, and of course, numbers are certainly proof that the program is needed.
Yeah.
But I do want to, make sure that people know different ways that they can give. Of course, you can always do the monetary. Hey, here you go. Here's a donation, whether it's a one time or monthly, or you get on a schedule. Mm-hmm. That would be great. But something you had mentioned before, Jeff, that I think is super important is local eateries, whether that's restaurants, whether that's bagel shops, whether that's even, just whoever it may be, that they can partner with you guys and actually provide the meals. Yeah. I think that's really important to know.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a new dynamic for us, really leaning into this local food fair program. Our bread and butter is still the Parent Plate program, but certainly, to deliver outside food, again, not being hospital food, is just something for folks to look forward to in that difficult environment.
It almost brings a different environment to that environment, because I will say, having a mom who was a registered nurse for many, many years, there is something about, even when you get, and again, I'd be grateful for a free meal, if I was bedside and it's coming from the hospital, no distance to the hospital. I've had hospital food many a time, and depending on where you go, it's actually very, very good. But you don't separate from the environment that you're in by still having the food from there. So even just the experience of like, hey, I got pizza from New Haven. It almost feels like a Friday night out with pizza with your family, like a normal setting. You know what I mean?
We were actually on the receiving end of our own program.
Really?
For the end of Harper's treatment. And we had arranged a delivery from Olive Garden in North Haven. And to be there on the floor, I thought was... It was really an interesting experience. It was very moving.
Mm.
It's kind of not solemn, and it's not like this gray cloud over. But kids aren't really out and about. There's not a whole lot of interaction between the families. Typically.
It's the most not normal, I think, situation for children to be in a hospital. Yeah. It's just it shouldn't be that way. Like you said before, there's no way to make sense of it.
No, and so my wife delivered. I'm in the hospital with Harper, right? So she delivers the Olive Garden, and all the kids come out and the parents interacted, and it just, for a brief moment, it seemed more of
like a block party than it did being at the hospital.
I was going to say like a park, rather than like a hospital. And it was short lived, but in that moment, it was just a little bit of light shining, and it was very nice.
I love it.
It was great. And so real quick, we are expanding from the hematology oncology floor to the pediatric intensive care unit at Yale.
Wow.
It's actually two units. It's pediatric intensive care and pediatric cardiac intensive care units.
Oh my God.
And so I guess it's sort of proof that this is working and that families are they're finding some sort of comfort in the food that we're providing, so that they don't have to focus on all of that. They can focus on what matters most, which is their child.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I love it. And Jeff, before we do run out of time, I want to make sure people know you have some upcoming events.
Yes.
I am very much personally looking forward to, you have one that's coming up actually, I know it's August officially, but next month, I can't believe it.
I know. Yes. September 13th, we're having our first annual gala. It celebrates a few things. September is Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month. It celebrates our anniversary. Personally, it celebrates, and I truly mean this, it's a celebration of Harper's diagnosis because mm-hmm. of all the success that she's had.
Harper's the inspiration for why we're here, so you should celebrate
right.
Harper.
That's absolutely
yes,
right.
And absolutely.
The gala's focus is to honor the doctors, the nurses, the child care specialists, the social workers that are at Yale who, you know, that's, I gotta be honest, I don't think I could do that job. That's a very challenging environment, and, you know, we have to tip their hat to them. And so we've made this to focus on them. It's going to be held at Peabody. Tickets are on sale. You can go to our website, feedingfamiliesfoundation.org. And, you know, it's going to be a great time. It's the food is great. Sam and I went to the caterer. We tried it. It's fantastic. You know, rather than, you know, the typical pictures, we're going to have like watercolor paintings of couples as they come in. It's going to be a really cool time.
I can't wait. I'm really excited. We are planning to be there, and I'm honored and excited for your gala, to your first annual. It's going to be first of many.
I can't wait. Yeah.
And there are really great events actually throughout the year for Feeding Families Foundation. I know you have a golf tournament that you guys do. In fact, Chase competed. That was his first ever, where he actually got involved in an event like that, and he was so proud to do 18 holes with my husband and my dad. It was really the first ever event he'd ever done, and he did it. I was really proud of him. So there's a lot going on throughout the year. Like I said, a lot of opportunities, a lot of different roles that you can play at home if you're listening, to help out feeding families. And so if you want more information, I am going to link their website to ours, voiceofct.com, but it's feedingfamiliesfoundation.org. Jeff, I want to thank you and Sam for everything that you do. Thank you for always making the time for WICC, and I cannot wait to celebrate with you guys in September.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, and tickets are on sale. So again, check out our website, voiceofct.com, and under the podcast that we have with Jeff, you'll find the link for Feeding Families Foundation.